Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast, and this is the Messenger Edition. We thank you for tuning in, and we're going to have a conversation with the messenger, Ron Hodge.
Good evening, and thank you all for coming to the podcast tonight. Tonight, first of all, I was speaking earlier, but I want to say, Happy Easter Sunday to everyone. Happy Easter Sunday.
And I'm sorry.
Since I said that, I wanted to flip it back and just ask everyone, what is it that makes this a happy Easter Sunday?
Amen,
just
brother.
Just from anyone's perspective. I mean, there is no right or wrong. It's you. So what is it about Happy Easter Sunday that makes it so happy rather than last Sunday or next Sunday? What is it that makes this Happy Easter Sunday?
Well, I couldn't answer that. To me, every day is a Happy Easter.
Okay.
I wouldn't know what's particular about this day.
All right. I think my co-producer want to chime in on that before I get back to it. What do you have to say about that, co-producer?
Well, I think a lot of people like to say Happy Easter Sunday because there are millions who believe that this is the day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead in symbolic form to go back to being God instead of God man. So they were they're happy on the day that he's risen, which again, when I first heard you open with Happy Easter Sunday, I was going to ask you the same question you asked the audience. What's so happy about it, man? I mean, y'all, if anything, if you believe the story,
right,
it should be a sad day.
Yeah.
Again, the story wasn't written for it to be sad. The story was written so that you could put your hope and your dreams and your faith in something that's not real. So therefore, we had to have a happy twist to it in order for it to be advertised advertisable to the world.
Okay.
So, and I thank you all for that. And I'm going back to just a little bit how we've taken this thing, and if we really, you know, they kind of try to mix it all in one. But what they've done is they've created and made Jesus God. Understand what I'm saying? They made Jesus God, and this is one of the reasons for this happy Easter Sunday, because supposedly, according to their story, he rose today.
Mm-hmm.
So what they've done is, because he rose today, they look at him with extra special powers. But I say this to you then. Men have achieved results much greater than some of the things that Jesus did. Men have healed sick. Men have raised the dead. But we still only look at Jesus as the one. But let me ask you, do you really think that only one man has been granted such power over the physical universe? Do you think God only one person has had that power? Is that possible? What we don't understand is, was it man that parted the Red Sea? That was a question. Was it man that parted the Red Sea?
I don't know. That was supposed to be God.
Right.
I mean, Moses gave the command.
Right?
Moses gave the command.
Okay. Moses gave the command. Well, Moses went to God and asked God, and God commanded and did it, right?
Right.
Right.
All right.
That's,
and when Jesus, all right. And when Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead, who did he call upon?
God as well.
Okay. So technically, they didn't do it. They asked God to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Now, okay, so they didn't do it. They asked God to do it. So now, why is it that we don't believe that if we ask God, that he would do the same thing?
Because we don't believe that we have that kind of authority or power or just permission to go directly to the Creator. We don't believe that.
Yeah, we believe that we have no power, but they've seen or believe others that have seen the power of Jesus, so they ask in his name, even though he said, "Why are you so amazed? These things and more shall you do." Yet the people couldn't believe, and many still do not believe to this day. We all imagine that we are unworthy. So you ask in the name of Jesus or the Blessed Virgin Mary or the patron saint or this or that or the sun god or the spirit of the east. You use anybody's name, but
God.
No, your own.
Oh.
As I've said to us on numerous occasions, there is no difference in Jesus and us.
Right.
And so when we say in Jesus' name, I was not joking with the cask. We can ask in our name.
Amen.
Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So I wanted us to go with that because, we, you know, many people get all dressed up celebrating. First of all, why would you get dressed up? Well, today technically is the day. Well, today is technically the day that he rose. He rose. He rose. He walked among them, and then he went away. And now for the last 5,000, 6 million years, we've been waiting for him to return. Any one of us that got a job or are expecting anything, if it took somebody this long to get back, what you going to think?
They ain't coming back.
they're not coming back. Not like you think.
Right.
You know what, man? It's just when you say that, it's just amazing that we actually, everybody in whatever religion, believe that somebody's coming back to get them.
Right.
Yeah, that's,
go ahead.
I said, if you just think about that, the concept is somebody is coming back to get you, to take you where it is that they were. Or, the more I think about it, I find it humorous that I actually believed that for so long in my life.
Right. Yes. I understand that. Yes, because this is what we've been taught. But now that we have been able to open our blinded eyes, that we can see and better understand what it is that is being said to us. And because we've listened to, for over these years, the opinions and stuff that we've gotten with regards to the coming and the crucifixion and all that, that was all implanted into our minds at a young age. So technically, we didn't know anything else but that. But now that, as Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I could tell you those fabulous stories as a child, because that's all I knew as a child. But now as an adult, I know better. And because I know better, I've got to say better. I can't go with those same stories told. Makes no sense. And then they want to twist it and make it believe in faith. You know, I mean, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but you got to know some things. And it's there for you to know. The whole universe is there for you to know. But we choose to keep our eyes closed and our ears plugged and just remember past memories. And if we live our life like that, living off of past memories, how can we create a new if all we're doing is thinking about the past? And what I mean by that is a lot of times tomorrow, things will arise and we'll deal with them exactly the way we did in the past. So if we're dealing with them the exact way we're dealing them in the past, because that's all we know per se, how are we creating a new? This is why our life seems like it's just going in circles, because that's what we're doing. And instead of living in the moment, remember on a few podcasts we talked about we're working with outdated data. We've got other data, but we're not using that data. We're only using the data of our mind, and our mind only go back as long as we've been here. But our soul, which is within us, goes back to the beginning of the world. And if we rely, as the song said, have a talk with God.
Mm-hmm.
And now, see, what happens is when we say that, as soon as we say that, people start looking to the hills. But you know what the messenger said? If you don't go within, you're going to go without.
That's right.
So when we say have a talk with God, have a talk with yourself. And trust, as the Philadelphia 76ers would say, trust the process. Trust the process. But the process will tell us something, and if it's different from anything that we've past experience, we won't go with it. We'll go with, quote, unquote, what we consider safe because we know that. Even though it's not producing the required results that you'd like to go with, you'd like to have. But at least this result is safe. Because I've, as we said in the other song, I've been there before. So I say this to us for us to let it hopefully better sink in, to let us know that this is just not talk. And if we apply these principles to our life on a daily basis, and because it's easy, but because we've been indoctrinated into so much other stuff and we've got such hectic agendas during the course of the day, sometimes we allow things to just slip through that we know we shouldn't. And we do that. And when we do it, we think to ourselves, I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that. I should have did that. Because we are awakened, but we realize at that moment we allow some other preconceived notion to dictate instead of going with what it is that our spirit is telling us or in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to be, and that's when you're truly aware of your awakeness, when you're able to, at that moment, be able to make a decision, not based on what your mind is telling you, but what it is that your soul is telling you.
Amen.
And what we have, what Jesus did by seeking to demonstrate that he was God, what he was doing was he was trying to let us see that when we get in tune, as the co-producer liked to say, when we get in tune with the source, we become one. Jesus demonstrated godliness by demonstrating unity and seeking unity and wholesomeness whenever. Upon whomever he looked, in this his conscious and his subconscious was one. When you try to demonstrate unity and seeking unity and wholeness, what you're doing then is you have the same consciousness as God, because that's what God. Because we are all one, unity. So when you look upon things in that level, then you are in a God state. But see, people don't see it that way, because when I created the unity, I didn't have my Bible with me, and I didn't quote 2 Timothy. So they don't see it as a God. They see it as a nice gesture, but they don't understand that that's godliness. Unity, love, that's godliness. So if everything you do it in love for unity, then you are doing technically the will of God.
Mm.
And so what we have to understand is the power that we possess. The power that we possess. This is something I want us to just really, really meditate on a little later on after this show. When you use your consciousness and God's consciousness as one, and in such a state, whenever Jesus' call forth was manifested in his divine reality in that holy moment, why was it manifest? Because he was at one with God. Now, you just let that marinate, and you think about the things and stuff that you want to do and see if it's in tune. And if it's in tune, say it as what's his name? I forgot the comedian. What's his name? Well, whatever. He liked to say it with your chest. His name drew a blank right now, but he said, say it with your chest.
Kevin Hart,
yeah, say it with your chest. When you say it with your chest and with feeling, knowing that I'm at one with God with this that I'm requiring, I guarantee you it will come forth. And I don't want to blow you up, my brother, but this is why I feel with regards to what it is that you're striving for. Because if you look at it, it's unity and it's love. Your desire to help those so that we can all come together. Let that marinate and see if it comes to you. All right, my brother? And if you notice, somehow or another, we keep coming up with that. So I think it's something that you've already professed and you feel it in the air. Even though they're throwing all kinds of things at you, you remember this. No weapon formed against you will prosper.
Amen.
But we've got to make it a conscious choice to do these things, to be more consciousness of just who it is. It's important for us if we want to be, have, do the things that we want, that we've got to get, as a co-producer say all the time, we've got to get connected to the source. We've got to get connected to the source so that we can be better aligned. You meditate. These are things that help you get more in line. And one of the things we have to understand, what we do a lot of times, we meditate, we held rituals, we call God forth in prayer and chant, we invoke the spirit of God in us, but only when it suits us, only when we feel inspired to. And as glorious as the experience of God was, even on those occasions, still we spend 90% of our life caught up in the illusion of separation and only flickering moments here and there in the realization of ultimate reality. We still think our life is about car repairs, telephone bills, and what you want out of relationships. That is about the drama we've created, rather than the creator of those dramas. You have yet to learn why you keep creating your dramas. You're too busy playing them out. You say you understand the meaning of life, but you do not live your life with understanding. You say you know a way towards communion with God, but you do not take that way. You claim you're on the path, but you do not walk it. Then you come to God and say you've been seeking and knocking for so many years. But I hate to be the one to disillusion you, but it's time you stop being disillusional in God and start seeing you as you really are. Yeah, I tell you this, you want to be Christ? Act like Christ. Every minute of every day. It's not that you don't know how. He has shown you the way. Be like Christ in every circumstance. It's not that you can't. He has left you instructions. You are not without help in this. Should you seek, God is giving you guidance every minute of every day. God is the still small voice within which knows which way to turn, which path to take, which answer to give, which action to implement, which words to say, which reality to create if you truly seek communion and unity with God. Just listen to him. Just listen to you. If someone told you that you could have a direct connection with God, a direct link, a direct line, and all you had to do was to make sure you had paper and pen handy at all times, would you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat that question, please?
I said, if someone told you that you could have a direct connection with God, a direct link, a direct line, and all you had to do was make sure you had paper and pen handy at all times, would you do it?
Of course. You still there? Of course I would do it.
Yeah. Of course.
Yes, of course.
Sense. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm telling you, you don't even need a paper and pad.
Right, right. Because
God is always with you. God doesn't live in the pen. He lives in us.
Mm-hmm.
You can believe it. It's what been asking you to believe from the beginning. It's what every master, including Jesus, has said to all of us. It is the central teaching. It is the ultimate truth that God is with you always, even until the end of time. Do you believe this?
Yeah.
Good. Then use God. If it works for you to take out a pad and a pencil, then take out a pad and pen. More often every day, every hour if you have to. Get close to God. Get close to Him. Do what you can. Do what you have to do. Do what it takes. Say a rosary. Kiss a stone. Bow to the east. Chant a chant. Swing a pendulum. Test a muscle. Or write a book. What does it take? Each of us has our own construction. Each of us has understanding God created me in His own way. We all know that God created us all in His own way. To some of you, God is a man. To some, God is a woman. To others, He's both. To some, He's neither. To
right.
some, He's pure energy. To some, the ultimate feeling, which you call love. And some of you have no idea who God is. You simply know that He is. And so it is. God is. God is the wind. God is the sun. God is the rain. God is the smell of flowers in the air. The fragrance. God is the beginning of your first thought and the end of your last. God is that idea that sparkles, that brilliant moment. Glory of its fulfillment. God is the feeling which fuels the most loving thing you ever did. God is part of you which yearns for that feeling again and again. Whatever works for you, whatever makes it happen, whatever ritual, ceremony, demonstration, meditation, thought, song, word, or action it takes for you to reconnect to God, do this. Do this in remembrance of God. And so with me saying all of that, this is one of the things that I had to say and wanted people to understand with regards to church and religion. You can do it, but just don't do it with the – well, I mean, if you want to have that, but it's not necessary. Because just because you're doing it is not stopping you from reconnecting with the source when this time is over. You're going to connect whether you know it or not. You have no other choice. So I just don't want us all to be walking around blinded that I can't make it into heaven unless somebody get up there with a perm and diamonds and pinky rings at the end on Sunday
Uh-oh.
And start telling me stories.
Uh-huh.
I don't need the stories when I have Him.
That's right. Amen.
And we got to know that there is no time like the preset time. There is no time like the preset time. Preset. There is no time but this time. There is no moment but this moment. Now all there is. You have a job today.
Hey. Yeah, I told you, like, I got it locked in. Hey, listen, podcast audience. Thank you for tuning in to Hodge to Hodge on Blog Talk Radio, the Messenger Edition. Again, for those of you that celebrate Easter, happy celebration day. But all I ask is sometimes just look at what we celebrate and why we celebrate it. It doesn't mean that we can't celebrate it, but let's just understand the formalities that we're going through and why we go through them. Again, we ask that you look inside yourself, understand that you already have a direct connect to the Creator, and use that direct connect. Your life will be better, and because your life is better, those around you, their life will be better just from being in your area. Again, let's make this message very contagious, and the message is simply, you are directly connected to God, you can do marvelous things if you understand the power you truly have. Good night, audience.
Good night,
my brothers, sisters. Good night.